Exercise 4. In the early 1200s, the Benedictine monastery of St. Albans hummed with activity. Situated just a day's horse ride north of London, the monastery was one of the largest and most important in England, home to as many as 200 monks. In the words of the times, they were Latins, members of the greater community of Roman Catholics in Europe who submitted to the authority of the Pope. But St. Albans wasn't just a religious retreat. It was a busy center of economic, political, and intellectual life, and even had served as the site of an early drafting of the Magna Carta in 1213. It also ran a popular guest house and operated stables that could accommodate some 300 horses at a time. By the beginning of the 13th century, St. Albans was feeding and lodging a steady stream of visitors on their way to and from London: Oxford professors, royal counselors, traveling monks, and even the King of England himself. It was a worldly place.